Mental health experts are warning suicidal behaviour in Australian men is far higher than they previously thought. Every day in Australia, 82 ambulances are sent to men who've either tried to take their own lives or are thinking about it. That figure's been published today in world first research by the charity Beyond Blue. Samantha Donovan reports.
In Australia each day, about 6 men take their own lives. This new research shows many more are thinking about it. The director of Turning Point, Professor Dan Lubman, is the study's lead author.
Traditional figures, where we look from hospital data, shows that there's around about 10,000 presentations for suicide and self-harm for men every year. Our data shows that figure significantly underestimates the amount of mental health issues in the community amongst men, with more than 30,000 presentations around suicide and self-harm by men in the community.
Why has that statistic been so hidden?
In this first world study, we've been able to look at the clinical notes of paramedics to really understand the full extent of presentations to men in the community. And by using this data, we've been able to see the full extent of mental health, self-harm and suicidal behaviour amongst men in the community.
I imagine it hasn't been possible to determine how many of these men in crisis have in fact gone on to take their own lives.
No, the research hasn't looked at that, but what we have looked at is the number of men who represent to services. And I think one of the key figures that we find is, you know, over 40% of men who called an ambulance represented again within a short period of time, and about 7%, over 7%, called an ambulance again more than 10 times. So that really sort of signifies the fact that the system and the way that we think about the system in terms of people in crisis calling an ambulance and being transported to hospital to be seen in ED and not necessarily getting the support they need is not a system that's actually really working well, and we really need to think about reconsidering the way in which we deliver the most effective care.
So how would you like to see the system change?
In other countries, there's been consideration of crisis teams where people are available 24/7 in the community to respond to people in their home or to provide alternative support in the community that they can access and help them resolve the issues that they might be presenting with. Instead of, I think, channeling everyone through the emergency departments, which are essentially overburdened and under-resourced.
This research was funded by the men's mental health charity Movember, but Professor Lubman says he's hoping to look at the statistics relating to women in the next few years.
Samantha Donovan reporting there, and if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.